Canadian hammer throwers Ethan Katzberg and Cameron Rogers dominate Olympics with gold medal feats. Editorial for August 8, 2024. A famous old boxing match was once ended with a perfect right to the jaw, sending the hapless victim to instant dreamland. One fine sports journalist of the time described the punch as landing like the judgment of God. That story is the perfect metaphor for describing Canada's mighty hammer thrower, Ethan Katzberg's, feat at the Olympics. Katzberg, all of 22 years, did that famous punch one better. On his first trip to the circle, Katzberg took his stance, got into the requisite spins as his body rounded the circle, straightened up, and let the swinging hammer fly. And fly it did, a clear 6 feet ahead of any competitor's best throw. It instantly ended the competition. Game, set, match. Through it all, Katzberg's expression betrayed very little, no shock, no excitement, just bright eyes barely hiding a self-satisfied grin. He won gold with one throw and knew it. As did the rest of us. After that, the field threw their hammers gamely, for the pleasure of being second. In truth, most viewers likely don't remember any of their names. It hardly could have been otherwise after Ethan Katzberg's majestic feat. Viewers, we're sure, for the most part, were waiting to see if he could better his decisive first throw. He didn't, but it didn't matter, the record will stand for many years. At this point, we must confess that we keep a special eye out for our guys, Canadians with some Caribbean lineage, no matter how weak that link may be. That's not to say that we don't go wild at every Canadian medal, whether it's in the water, on the mat, in the ring, on the parallel bars, or on the bicycle. We swam every stroke with the brilliant Summer McIntosh and willed Joshua Liendo to his silver medal. We were saddened by the drone fiasco that sank the women's soccer team, the collapse of our sprinters, and the men's basketball team. But we took solace in the mighty Cameron Rogers, who took a page out of Ethan Katzberg's playbook and put an early end to the contest with a massive hammer throw. Rogers went head-to-head with American Annette Neka Echikunwoke, a woman of remarkable physique that would make the mythical Amazons proud. She towered over 6 impressive feet. As they passed each other at the circle, Rogers barely reached her shoulder. Yet, the word mighty, which refers more to strength than size, was the perfect description of the compact Canadian, who took the hammer and threw it several feet beyond Echikunwoke's leading mark. From the look on the great American thrower's face, she knew that the jig was up. As in the case of Katzberg, it was game, set, match. As Cameron Rogers stood on the top step of the medal podium, her head was barely level with Echikunwoke's, who was standing on the lower step. But the grin on Cameron's face told the tale. So here we are, with lots more of the game still to come. We will be there in spirit to watch our men's 4x100 relay team redeem themselves, and we hope that more gold medals flow to Canada in the final days.